This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Busy day in Washington, D.C. this morning. The President and the First Lady greet President Yoon and Mrs. Kim of the Republic of Korea for the official arrival ceremony on the South Lawn. Activities between both entourages will continue all day, followed by a state dinner in the East Room tonight. Randy Weingarten is lawyering up. The American Federation of Teachers Union president has retained top white-collar defense attorney Michael Bromwich ahead of her scheduled testimony this morning on school closures during the height of the COVID-19 crisis. She'll be speaking to the House Select Committee on the coronavirus pandemic. Chinese leader Xi Jinping appealed for negotiations between Russia and Ukraine in a phone call this morning with Ukrainian President Zelensky. China state media said Xi warned Zelensky there is no winner and a nuclear war. Xi's government said they will send a special representative to Ukraine for talks. It's going to get very wet in the Midwest as temperatures rise.
Rivers across the Midwest are flooding as snow melts. The National Weather Service says the Mississippi River in Wisconsin is forecast to crest just over 16 feet this week, its third highest ever. CNN reports this year's rise could result in the worst flood in 20 years in some spots. Most river gauges are in major flood stage along the river from St. Paul, Minnesota to Davenport, Iowa. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A ground assault by the Taliban killed the Islamic State militant who spearheaded the August 2021 suicide bombing at the Kabul airport that left 13 U.S. troops and 170 Afghans dead. This happened during the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Without any support from the United States, the unnamed terrorist was killed during a series of battles earlier this month in southern Afghanistan. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
An Iranian court is ordering the United States government and former President Obama to pay over $300 million for a terror attack carried out by ISIS. A court in Tehran issued the verdict today based on complaints by families of three people killed during an attack on Iran's parliament in 2017. The Iranian court claims the United States is responsible because it played a fundamental role in organizing and guiding terrorist groups. Those also ordered to pay compensation include former President George W. Bush, the CIA, American Airlines, and weapons maker Lockheed Martin. There are more details being released about a Sweet 16 mass shooting in Dadeville, Alabama, earlier this month.
The latest comes from court testimony, which shows at least 89 bullets were fired inside the Dadeville, Alabama dance hall that night. A police witness said 50 to 60 people were inside at the time of the shooting. More than 30 of them ended up with injuries, with four of them killed. Six people have been charged, and it's believed several different guns were used. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The New York Jets football team will introduce quarterback Aaron Rodgers this afternoon. The superstar was just traded to the Jets after spending 18 years with the Packers up in Green Bay. Jets general manager Joe Douglas calls the addition of Rodgers a historic trade for the franchise. Douglas would not confirm if Rodgers would attend voluntary workouts in the offseason. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
At the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there. I don't know if you had a chance to see statement. All right, let's bring Scott Powell on right now. Scott is a member of the Committee on the Present Danger of China, senior fellow at Discovery Institute, author of Rediscovering America. Hey, Scott, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning to you, Bill.
Hey, good to have you here. I was just mentioning to the audience here before you came on that I don't know if you had a chance to see any of the footage of Tucker Carlson's speech at the Heritage last Friday. This would have been, you know, the night maybe the decision was made by Fox to let him go because that was his last show that he was to do. But his speech there was quite profound. It delineated and called out that which is evil. You know, in the old days, he would say that we would, and I agree, you know, we would have conversation regardless of your political persuasion. And we had an idea that, you know, we wanted almost a common conclusion to any idea that would come forth. The manner in which to get there, it would be different, but that's what elevated the conversation and the intellectual results.
Right.
But now we've entered into a situation where that's no longer the case. And you have this, really this evil force. And that's what he called it. He says, you got to call it for what it is. It's an evil force that has taken that proposition out of the, you know, out of the equation. And he related, he says, it's as if, there's, you know, there's no rationale conclusion anymore. It's an outside force that has taken over everything. And that outside force negates reason and things that are good and righteous and wholesome. That's my term, not his, specifically, even though he said he was he's so funny. He's so deprecating. He talks about being an Episcopalian. He says, yeah, we're the modern-day Samaritans. It's hysterical.
Yeah, but, look, Tucker is a remarkable guy, and I did watch the speech. Actually, I looked at the clips twice because I felt maybe I missed something on the first go around, and indeed I did. Tucker is a truth teller, and now he's finally revealing what I've been saying all along. Mm. And I don't mean to say that I'm in his league, but simply that we are dealing with evil.
Yes.
And when you're dealing with a spiritual evil, you cannot, first of all, you can't understand it with just a rational analysis. Mm-hmm. And you can't really fight it with things that would be legal or political strategies. Mm-hmm. It's a very powerful force that that finds its way to corrupt things that are very difficult to deal with. And that's where we are right now as a nation.
Yeah, well, you and I have talked about it. Whether or not we're in his league or not, I mean, God has used us to speak the truth. And, you know, we've been truth tellers. We've been committed to this. And we've been, in many cases, years ahead of everybody else. And that's okay. That's all right. Because, you know, in the process of God's order of things, you've got people that have to break up the hard ground. And, you know, you and I come in with jackhammers initially, and we're just starting to break up the ground a little bit. And it is, as we know, God himself that brings the water, and you get people that come through. I mean, I was having this conversation just the other day. It's like Joe Rogan is like all of a sudden everybody, well, you know, Joe Rogan is, you know, he comes out. He's been to the party. He's like a couple of years late, as far as I'm concerned, because there's been many people like us, you know, people that might think, oh, inconsequential podcasters or, you know, minor players in the media realm, but they've been truth tellers, and they have been participating in trying to pour in some good porridge into the system. So you and I, these other nondescript players in the realm of, you know, doing what God has called us to do and to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. We've all participated in this. It is brilliant when you have someone like Tucker who comes out and calls out the evil one. And as you say, Scott, this is, you got to understand the spiritual war we're in. And you cannot use the things of this world to fight this spiritual battle. And that, he didn't get into that. Because he's Episcopalian, he didn't get into that to spell this out. But this is where you and I would go and say, look, you've got to use the weapons of your warfare. Now, I will share with you, and my dear friend Tennessee Bob just had just, you know, texted me. He's so faithful to the show and throwing in commentary when necessary. And he, if he was on, he would tell you the same thing. We participated in a 24-hour prayer watch at our church during a period of time.
Oh, wow.
And it was such a blessing. Well, in this one particular prayer commitment and that we were participating in, I think it was about four or five of us. And we really felt led by God and the Holy Spirit. And we stormed the gates of hell. And we literally stormed the gates of hell. Well, when you do that, you got to understand the devil doesn't like that. And I can tell you, as a result, within 24 hours, each of us were attacked significantly. Wow. With our families, our jobs, everything. The devil came full force at us to say, you ain't messing with us. But it didn't stop us. And we kept on going. But that's only to say, like in this particular case with Tucker, here he is, he calls out the devil, he calls out evil. I mean, how often in the mainstream media, in the mainstream conversation, do you hear evil? You know, the governor of Arkansas, Governor Sanders, she says, you know, she called it out and says, well, you know, it's normal or crazy. But basically what she was saying is it's the battle of good and evil. This is what we're dealing with. And when you deal with the battle of good and evil, you got to understand that these are spiritual terms and you need... You need heavier armament than what this world has to offer, if that makes sense.
Ephesians 6 is what you need
exactly.
To read, meditate on, and pray about, and call into your life, because it is that powerful. These principalities are unfathomably powerful to corrupt and bring righteousness down, if you will, bring good people down. But I think with God's help, God will always answer that prayer. If you ask for his protection, if you're fighting a spiritual battle and you call on him to protect you, he will answer that prayer.
Mm-hmm. Well, the fact is, Scott, America is fighting that battle, whether you know it or not. You know, like the old saying, you may not be interested in war. War is interested in you. And the demonic is coming out. It has come out. It's been released. I mean, if you think not, look what's happening with transgenderism. Look at the attack on their kids. Look at Joe Biden, his statements. I mean, he doesn't even realize how he's being used by the evil one in making statements that our kids do not belong to parents. They belong to the government. Think about that. I mean, this is really radical stuff. He's supporting the party that he leads, supports transgenderism, supports the permanent altering of children. I mean, they also support whole cloth the killing of innocents in their mother's womb. This is one party that is doing this. This is evil. I don't know what else to call it, but you cannot think that you can swim with the evil one and not be affected by it. Just saying. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Scott Powell. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know. You may find yourself at the right place in time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with Scott Powell. Always good to have the author of Rediscovering America, fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, currently a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute. We were talking earlier about this mystery firing of Tucker Carlson. Lots of opinions flying out there, as you and I talked about, Scott, in the absence of fact and the truth. You can have a lot of conjecture, but for sure, as you said, no doubt that Tucker Carlson it could very well be the man of the hour and be utilized in a way that even is beyond his comprehension and his own deprecation, and saying that he's just a modern day Samaritan as an Episcopalian. Well, God can use Episcopalians, and I believe that God's going to use Tucker Carlson in an even grander way, don't you?
Oh, I do. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So good fun. All right. That aside, let's talk about, beyond the conspiracy, our government is betraying our Constitution, is it not?
Oh, on many different levels it is. And it's obvious. It should be so obvious to all American people that we now have a government that really is not defending the people. It's not defending the Constitution. It's violating the Bill of Rights in many places. And remember, the Bill of Rights was attached to the Constitution after the Constitution had been drafted, and it was required. Many of the states said, we will not ratify that Constitution unless it includes an itemization of limitations and protections for the people and for the states, for that matter. The states,
exactly.
When we started out as a nation, the federal government was not to be the dominant power. The states would be the locus of the greatest power.
Yeah.
But that's all. We've seen that just eroded away. The states have very limited power. But I think there may be a resurgence of state power. I mean, when the Manhattan Attorney General can haul Donald Trump to New York on an arraignment/arrest, why in the world aren't attorneys generals from Texas and other states that have solid attorney generals not hauling Biden appointees before the court for violating their state?
Yes, exactly.
The border state of Texas has been violated by Mayorkas, right? He's
yes.
failed in his responsibility. He's brought fentanyl. His bad leadership has brought fentanyl and killed many people. And we could go on and on this list.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that door's now been opened. I mean, my goodness, the Democrats thought they could finesse this. It's all about, show and media and perp walks. So that was their whole plan there. It wasn't really to get an outcome necessarily. It was to... And the same thing will happen again with Fulton County in Georgia, where, they're going to haul Trump before the courts for violating some rule when he had that conversation,
rather benign with Kemp, and just saying, hey, can you find me, 12,000 votes or something? It was just a benign statement, and people know that, but here you got the left exercising themselves and, causing the people, lots of grief and money in the process in order to make sure they shut down Donald Trump and anybody that follows them, because,
right.
we must follow their lead and march to their drum. If we don't, we're out of the parade.
Well, I think their strategy now is they kind of recognize that probably, Donald Trump will be the nominee. What are they going to do? What are we going to do to derail his campaign? They can't pull the same cards out of the deck that they've played before. But the new cards are keep him preoccupied in the court.
Yes.
Either
that or you got
his public appearances and besmirch his reputation. It's the old where there's smoke, there's got to be a fire. So if there's lots of smoke with different cases against Trump, guess what? People subliminally think, well, gee, Trump does create a lot of problems. I don't really understand them. I'm not sure who has whether they're true or not. But by golly, he's a catalyst for problems, and maybe he isn't the right guy.
Right. Even though he's proven that he is the right guy.
He is the
and,
right guy.
I mean, look at he did it before. He can do it again. And whether or not the people are willing to finally say enough of the lying. Because look what's happened, and look what's happening now. Joe Biden and Dr. Fauci, for example, these two are doing everything they can to rewrite history. We've had 2.5 years of misery under Joe Biden, and he wants to paint a totally different picture. Dr. Fauci, well, hey, I didn't shut down businesses. It wasn't my fault. I didn't do that. Oh, come on. Really? I mean, and the thing is that irritates me more than anything is the mainstream media under the protection of our First Amendment rights to be truth tellers have abandoned and are missing in action. And there's a dereliction clearly of their duty to the American people to hold these elected officials accountable. Instead, they have they've come on their side. They've become partisan and they've compromised and violated the First Amendment right, and in doing so, they violated everybody's First Amendment right to the degree that, Scott, we can no longer have a free and open conversation about these things like Tucker was talking about, that we could talk about ideas that would produce outcomes that we could say, that's valid, yeah, that makes sense, okay, I'm with you on that, I might do it a little bit different, but that's what makes it better when we come together and join our intellect and produce a better outcome. But the outcome is generally in the zip code. It's not like, you know, we're talking Africa and then somebody else wants to go to New Zealand. You know, different thing altogether. But this seems to be what we're dealing with in today's government.
And when I say that the government has betrayed us, we the people, and the Constitution, let's be specific here. The government is the Department of Justice, the FBI, the CIA, the State Department, the Department of Homeland Security, the Centers for Disease Control, and the FDA all were influencing. They had portals into social media.
Yes.
And they directed social media to block narrative, to block people, to block things, to cancel and block free speech.
Yeah.
And the social media complied. I mean, there was maybe some resistance on occasions, but ultimately they basically complied. And so the American people were denied of getting at the perspective that would have changed things. Now, the example that everyone can understand is when you had a couple of big things that happened right before the 2020 election. You had these 51 supposed intelligence experts. Many of you had former CIA directors and a whole host of high-level famous people that all came, signed this document that said that the Hunter Biden laptop story had all the fingerprints of a Russian disinformation operation.
Right.
4 days before the election. And before that, 3 weeks before that, or 2 weeks before that, of course, the Hunter Biden laptop story was broken on the New York Post. And that was an explosive story, should have been picked up. If the media was operating as it used to, that story would have been picked up everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it was posted on social media. And guess what happened? It was taken down. It was canceled.
Right.
And polls were not after the election.
And go back before then, though. The FBI had the laptop, and they had already verified it months before, and then they went along with this narrative.
I don't know. That's what I can't get my arms around, whether they they had the laptop. You have to assume they had it since.
John Solomon reported last night.
December of 2019. Okay, yeah. That's a long time.
Yeah.
And did they not look at it?
They said they had it verified by February of 2020.
They did.
Yeah. Well before this letter went out, well before Joe Biden quoted the letter in the debate with Donald Trump, and well before the mainstream media picked up on their narrative to offer, you know, defense and be a shield to Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. And as you started to say, we know that if the truth had been known, how many people would not have voted for Joe Biden?
That's right.
You started to say. 20 seconds left, Scott. Go ahead, wrap it up.
Yes, if the truth had been known, the polls clearly indicate that Donald Trump would be the president of the United States today, not Joe Biden. Because what was on the Hunter Biden laptop was so incriminating of the Biden family.
Scott Powell, thank you.
People just couldn't.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. Busy day in Washington, D.C. this morning. The President and the First Lady greet President Yoon and Mrs. Kim of the Republic of Korea for the official arrival ceremony on the South Lawn. Activities between both entourages will continue all day, followed by a state dinner in the East Room tonight. Randy Weingarten is lawyering up. The American Federation of Teachers Union president has retained top white-collar defense attorney Michael Bromwich. Ahead of her scheduled testimony this morning, she'll be speaking to the House Select Committee on the coronavirus pandemic. Chinese leader Xi Jinping appealed for negotiations between Russia and Ukraine in a phone call this morning with Ukrainian President Zelensky. China's state media said Xi warned Zelensky there is no winner and a nuclear war. Xi's government said they will send a special representative to Ukraine for talks. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He is Kevin Slack. We're going to be talking about his new book, War on the American Republic, How Liberalism Became Despotism. You know, with the unprecedented ways in which the radical left is changing America and attempting to cancel longstanding American traditions, you know, you can't help but ask ourselves, you know, what more do they have in store for us? You know, okay, what's next? Americans often use the words progressive, liberal, and radical more or less interchangeably without understanding their place in American history. And here to clear up any kind of confusion whatsoever is Dr. Kevin Slack. Kevin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
Okay, your book, War on the American Republic. You had to write this book, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I mean, I think at first it was more of an academic enterprise. I was interested in a history of the left. Mm-hmm. And a good part of the book is just a lot of facts, trying to objectively understand these various movements, the older progressives, the mid-century liberals, kind of leave it to Beaver liberalism of the 1950s, the 60s radicals. But I finished the book during the COVID lockdowns. Mm-hmm. And what became apparent to me was that those who were in power were prepared to take away all the most important freedoms that Americans had taken for granted as being their natural rights. You consider the lockdowns, and you had a bar on religious assembly, right? So freedom of conscience, assembly, mm-hmm. association. We saw how there was an attempted censorship, and often successful, in smothering information. So we lose our freedom of the press. So these are the ways that I saw those core rights threatened. And so by the end, I mean, particularly at the end of the book, some might call it quite radical, but it's something of a list of grievances, and with hopefully would inspire young conservatives to try to resist this form of despotism.
Well, if we're going to fix the problem, we've got to identify it. And, Kevin, this is why your book is such a breath of fresh air, is because, you know, this stuff has kind of been happening. And for some people, you know, I have people saying, gosh, Bill, I feel like a mushroom. I'm just kept in the dark. There's all this manure that's piling up on me, and I keep getting, I got bruises. I'm getting beat up constantly, and I don't even know where it's coming from. But the fact of the matter is that we have power-hungry people who are social engineers. You know, this democratic republic, which, you know, we still refer to it as democratic republic, but that's far gone in the rearview window. We've got some, you know, some aberration of this constitutional republic, and it is changing so quick that many people believe, Kevin, that we've lost it altogether.
Yeah, I think one of the most important things and that you just referenced is being honest about what we are as a regime type. We use these words like democracy, republic, and often in a very farcical way. You know, what is a democracy? You know, for 2,000 years, democracy meant that the people actually made the laws themselves, which is why our founders chose a republican form that was ratified by the people. And republicanism wasn't just some federal government. Republicanism was a thread that ran through every element of American life. From people governing themselves in private associations and corporations to local governance, school boards, and at the state level. And so I think getting to be very real and honest and critical in a radical sense as to what we are as a regime is crucial. For example, what happened to the rule of law? Mm-hmm. Is there any rule of law? How can you say that, you know, a 5,000-page COVID relief bill that comes into Congress the morning of its passage is law at all, where the congresspersons don't even write the bills, they don't read the bills, they're written by special interest. So we can, and it's applied, right, on a case-by-case basis by exactly. Very prejudiced administrative boards and commissions and agencies. So, you know, we should stop talking about the farce of democracy and republicanism as a way of trying to consider what would that look like if we were to actually have those things. And I think that's a foundation for some improvements.
You know, Kevin, we talk consistently on this show, you know, derived from our Constitution, the Declaration, that it's about we the people. You know, the intent of our forefathers, our the governing body, when they were putting the American idea together and the structure, the system of it, was that we the people were to be in charge. We the people are no longer in charge. There has been such a paradigm shift that the ruling class, you can call it the deep state if you want, because there's so much. I mean, it's almost like these elected officials that we vote for, it's kind of a ruse. You know, they're not actually the ones running the government. I mean, we hear, you know, today constantly people say, you know, who's running the government? Who's the president of the United States? You know, we have Joe Biden by name, but people, I mean, and that's pretty scary when people, Kevin, think, you know, I don't believe Joe Biden's running, you know, running things.
No, and of course, you know, an even better example, perhaps, although only perhaps, would be John Fetterman. Mm-hmm. You saw his introductory remarks at the subcommittee, here's a guy who can't get through a single sentence, and the Democratic Party has such a good ground game; it's very well funded. And then you had all of the suspicious activities in the last election. So whether he even won the election on the up and up, you end up with candidates who are, in a way, celebrities, but don't actually participate in ruling, and that those who actually rule are insulated bureaucrats who think that they can't lose their jobs. And it was this is so entrenched that when Trump was elected president, remember, we had the resistance in the deep state, and literally bureaucrats saying, we are lying to the commander-in-chief about the troop levels in Syria. I mean, you would think that if you had any respect for the Constitution and the rule of law, you'd say, well, at least the commander-in-chief should have information about where the troops are. But no, openly saying we lied and we're proud of it. And this has been reflected time and again where bureaucrats take pride in becoming a faction unto themselves in the government with no check on behalf of the people.
Well, they've become a permanent ruling class. I mean, they don't think. They know. They've gone through enough managerial changes, and they've got control. And look at, fast forward to this week, the latest, Pentagon leaks. What's that saying? You know, the American people have been lied again. I mean, do we believe that Joe Biden knows this, knows all this information?
Well, and you know, it's a great example you bring up. Here's a case where we have been lied to for a straight year on the successes in Ukraine. I mean, if you're conservative, you've been suspicious of these all along. But something like 300,000 deaths, I'm reading as to this report, and you're talking about a country with a population of, I don't recall, something like 40, 50 million people. I mean, this is
right, a bloodbath,
and we are supporting this. So how can you say that we have a democracy, a republic, when the people themselves have no choice as to whether we're actually going to war or not? I mean, that would be one of the most basic decisions that the people's elected representatives would take a vote on, not just voting to, quote, support the troops, but saying that this is a declaration of war on Putin and in Russia. And we have our own president who's making that comment and refused to apologize for it, where we are claiming that we're going to depose the leader of the other major nuclear power in the world. So this is just one example as to how far from rule the people really are. And I think also how corrupted and insulated in their own bubbles all of those who are in the halls of power really are. A good example of this is the recent Anheuser-Busch scandal, right, with Bill Mulvaney on the cover of Bud Light. So what kind of a degenerate coming out of an Ivy League school or a large research institution gets a job in marketing at one of the most prestigious beer firms in the world
and
makes decisions that are so alienated from their own consumer? I think that's reflective of the people that, that call the shots in our government generally.
Yeah, it's amazing because when you think about it, I've been in, Kevin, I've been in marketing most of my life, and I've been privileged to participate in the development and establishment of three brands for three different companies. And boy, I'll tell you, when you have, you know, been able to do that, that is hallowed ground. That is precious territory. And to have somebody straight out of school being able to have an impact on a brand, the very core and soul of a company, and cost it in excess of $6 billion is irresponsible. I mean, the CEO, which I got to tell you, I mean, being a former Marine, he's a former Marine, it really broke my heart to think, wait a minute, Marines know better than this. What are you thinking that you would do this? Go ahead.
Well, you think about, it was that old line, it comes from about 100 years ago, as I recall, of the, I think it was a copper magnate, he said, why would I mine the earth when I can mine the halls of Congress? And if you look at a lot of these very large corporations, they exist in a monopoly status because of their alliance with, what you call the deep state. And so the last time I looked, two corporations controlled about 90% of the beer that Americans drink. That's gonna give you a kind of confidence. Even somebody who chooses not to buy Bud Light is gonna buy some other beer that's already owned by, you know, Anheuser-Busch.
Exactly. All they're doing is they're trading beer cans. That's all they're doing. Got to go to break. We've got more from Kevin Slack after this. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. To celebrate National Pet Month, Amazon is hosting the second Amazon Pet Day on Tuesday, May 2nd and Wednesday, May 3rd. Amazon Pet Day will offer 48 hours of tail-wagging deals across popular pet categories. There's something for every pet owner, from food and treats to toys and healthcare supplies, clothing, habitats, and more, from popular pet-approved brands like Furbo, Purina, Blue Buffalo, Hill Science Diet, Milk-Bone, and more. Whether customers are preparing to be a first-time pet parent or have a house full of beloved animals, everyone can enjoy savings and deals on Amazon Pet Day. Amazon Pet Day will offer more top deals for pet products in Amazon store than ever before. Plus, Prime members who shop on Amazon Pet Day will also have access to special pet movie deals on Prime Video. Pets are an important part of the family. So mark your calendar for Amazon Pet Day on May 2nd and May 3rd and visit amazon.com/petday to shop.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Kevin Slack continues with us as we talk about the war on the American Republic, how liberalism has become, or how liberalism became despotism. Kevin, we cut you off because we had to go to break, but I want you to finish your thought there.
Oh, I was just going to comment. It's amazing the contempt that these companies even have for their consumers, mm-hmm. where they feel this kind of a power to say, yeah, you are actually irreplaceable. We've got 7 billion consumers in the world. We don't care about you anymore. And then to so flippantly, I don't know if you saw this supposedly patriotic commercial that they cranked out.
Right. they brought back the horses, right?
But, yeah. You know, in that sense, the emperor doesn't have any clothes on anymore. Mm-hmm. Does anybody really believe anything that they hear that comes out of the mainstream media or the CDC? All of these former sources of authority, I think, have lost all credibility, particularly after COVID.
You see, but you bring up a good point. See, this is the thing about monopolies. And there is some argument. In fact, we were just talking with another expert here recently that is one of the indictments against monopolies is against capitalism because it creates monopolies. But his point is that, yes, it creates, but it also deconstructs monopolies. Because when capitalism is in operation, well, it is the consumer that dictates, not the government or not companies. At this point right now, they've been able to fortify their positions, as you say. And okay, so they lose a little bit with Bud Light, but then people still want to drink beer, so you know they pick another brand, and you know, okay, so they've just exchanged dollars, basically.
Yeah, I think the powerful argument in favor of capitalism against monopolies is that if you have free market competition, these are the kinds of choices made by marketing departments that are going to hurt those companies. But we've seen time and again, this is over the last several decades, is that you find government intervention to benefit certain monopolies. For SVB is a good example, the Silicon Valley
mm-hmm.
Bank.
Right.
Why is it that they're bailing out all of these incredibly wealthy investors, even above and beyond what the law promises under the FDIC. I think that's where conservatives should be justly suspicious of just the talking points of free markets and capitalism and say, okay, what do we really have here? Do we really have an instance where companies are forced to compete with one another and receiving all the wonderful benefits from that?
Well, and the thing is, again, we're being ruled by fear, whether it's COVID, whether a bank run, you know, let's go down the list. Housing market, you know, it's all, you know, we can't afford to have this happen. They're too, you know, as has been said, too big to fail. Well, you know, that's not the way life works. And, you know, and I mean, no question that if these banks were allowed to fail, there would be a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a hiccup. But I say a little bit of a hiccup in terms of what the marketplace would do in teaching banks and other businesses that you have to be faithful to the capitalistic principles, because that is what giveth and what taketh away, right?
Yeah, and I love your point about fear. You know, when you think about a despotism, which is rule outside the law, one of the ways that you can secure your power is by constantly exhausting the population with fears of different things. And I think we saw this under COVID, but we also see this in all the ways that the warnings about environmental disaster and chaos are also foisted on the population. And that ties right back into the justification as to why these companies claim that they should have their monopolies, right?
Exactly.
ESG scores, the idea that, well, as a corporation, we're not really about making profit. What we're really about is social justice, and that's going to justify our existence, even if we can't manage you know, whatever affairs that we're involved in.
Can you imagine, Kevin? I mean, here it is, investors. They've got retirement funds locked in. We've got pensions in governments and in cities, and there's guarantees. I mean, you got to love how these unions are able to work, you know, within the government and have guaranteed performance. So what do they care? No big whoop for them, because guess who gets to make up the difference? We the people.
Yeah, and you see how this is, you know, it played out in California, where you had towns or cities that were going bankrupt because of these lavish pensions that have been guaranteed for city workers. You know, you think about the older unions, they at least produce something, whereas now you're ending up with unions that can't even deliver the goods and basic things like education. You know, with where this plays out is the mismanagement of the country ends up corroding faith in the U.S. dollar itself. And then you've got a real problem. How are you going to borrow on the credit of a currency that has no credit to give?
And we already have the crosshairs all over our dollar right now, with the petrodollar at risk, the movement of the CCP, Saudi Arabia, the BRICS cabal, how they're coming together. I mean, I'll tell you, the damage that has been done to America by the current regime is incalculable right now. On the horizon, we see what could be projected, and it doesn't fare well for America being $31 trillion in debt. I mean, we could end up with a very serious problem here, Kevin.
Yeah, and I think one of the, you know, there is a danger. Often you run into conservatives, and they just depend on this. I don't think we should take our eye off the ball of the liberties that are taken from us now. But I don't see any way out of this. I don't see any way out of how the dollar eventually does not become the world's reserve currency because of its mismanagement. And when that happens, I think heads are going to roll. I think there's going to be real resentment on the part of the people who have lost their pensions. You know, right now, because the dollar is the world's reserve currency, there can be a general complacency. People generally have a faith, whether they express it or not, despite their cynical comments. They generally have a faith they're going to get their retirement benefits, their pensions, and it's not going to be corroded by inflation. But I don't think that's going to be the case, right, another 5-10 years. You look at a lot of these programs, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, already insolvent. You can read the productions of the Treasury Department. And I don't remember the exact year when we're supposed to run out of Social Security assets, but it's coming very quickly.
Before it used to be like 10, 15 years. Now we're down to about 7.
Yeah. So it doesn't look good on the horizon, and the constant warmongering that we see on the part of the administration. This is where I think conservatives are just to say there's got to be some kind of conspiracy theory. How could you have people ruling a country who are so incompetent and corrupt and degenerate? Are they really doing this thinking it's going to benefit the country, forcing Russia and China into an alliance, an economic alliance and a military alliance? It's quite disturbing.
Well, when you look back historically, Kevin, and you see movements like this have taken place, whether you're talking Venezuela, Cuba, whatever, you have that ruling class that kind of deludes itself into thinking that they're going to be the last man standing and that somehow they're going to survive. And also it is preceded by a level of arrogance and silo thinking and group thinking that in their own world, they're so confident and assured that they're right and 330 million people got it all wrong. And thank God that they're there to save us, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And,
I mean, it's nuts.
The insularity, too, of these the whole system that's been constructed, these name brand or luxury brand universities, Ivy League schools, research universities, those really are the gateways to power. And you go to those places, and it's monolithic. There's nothing but a group thing there. And now they don't even have to take tests to make sure that it's some kind of a meritocracy. During COVID, you had law schools getting rid of the LSAT. They got rid of the GREs at some schools, the SATs, the ACTs, and they replaced that with this notion of equity or diversity. And so you end up with incredibly incompetent people who are simply passed along because they can cite the dogma of social justice.
Exactly.
And given once they get into those schools, they can fail from then on, and they don't ever have to face the repercussions of it.
It's worked well for Joe Biden. I mean, he lied to us. He told us, oh, he graduated the top of his class. Go, well, I think maybe you misread the chart. It's upside down, Joe. You were at the bottom of your class. God bless you. I mean, my goodness. And you're exactly right. What's happened? It's we have this, this veil of mediocrity that's been thrown upon the free market system and the exceptionalism of America. I got to say, our founding fathers, those in the previous generation that worked their butts off, you know, for American greatness, have got to be spinning, not even rolling. I mean, they are literally spinning in their graves to see what's happening to America, this acceptance of mediocrity. And to me, part of the gateway of this, And I've been forced to work in unions in certain experiences of my life, is the whole union mentality produces mediocrity. And I'm sad to say, but that's been my personal experience.
Well, when you get to even those in government with Biden and Hunter Biden, they're simply using the benefits that they've received, that were born into, to secure for themselves all these lucrative deals abroad that are incredibly corrupt. And so there's no real merit. It's rather you're paying for access. In fact, to the point where the people who are elected rulers don't have to read or write the bills anymore, don't have to actually participate in governance because they've delegated those powers away.
Right. Well, and is it any wonder, you know, here we are, and then you have the ridiculousness of Nancy Pelosi's statement. Oh, you just got to pass it to find out what's in it.
Yeah, and you when you talk to people who work on the Hill, what they call it is cashing out. So if you're gonna work for the legislative reference services that actually write the bill, put it in statutory language, and you secure interest for some corporation that's giving the candidate money, you do that for 4 years and then you quote cash out, and then you could move from your lowly staffer pay, and you're going to be making about $250,000 a year, or far more than what you had made before. And so that's just part of the cursus honorum. That's part of the trajectory of those who work in D.C. Another good quote from that. So Nancy Pelosi, you're absolutely right. Remember Max Baucus? He was asked, did you read the bill that you sponsored? And he very openly said, you don't want me to read that bill. He goes, that's what we have all the experts for. They're the ones who are supposed to do that. And it means that they don't have to take a stance on anything. They've delegated all responsibility.
Dr. Kevin Slack has been our guest. His new book, War on the American Republic, How Liberalism Became Despotism. It'll be linked on our website, available at all the usual places. It is a must read for you, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Slack, as always, appreciate it. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel.